Hi guys, welcome to episode number 40 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Salim Podcast. How are you today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, please send it to us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. Also, you're welcome to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Also, if you need resources for your fashion business, we have an Etsy store with workbooks and planners that you can download and print. And if you need more guidance, we also have an online program where we guide you through the process of getting different areas of your business organized with these workbooks and planners. And yeah, I'll make sure to leave some links below in case you guys want to check those out. Now, today is a very special day because it is our 40th episode. I can't believe we have reached the 40th episode. I'm very excited about that. And I have a guest to celebrate with, okay? I have an amazing person here with me today, and her name is Haley McLean Hill. And she is the creator of Torch Warrior Wear, which is a subscription direct-to-consumer military apparel and lifestyle brand, okay? This brand celebrates, empowers, and serves current and future generations of women warriors, okay? Okay. Haley herself, she served 4 years as an active duty Air Force officer, and 5 years she was an Air Force ROTC cadet at Penn State. Haley, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your service and welcome.
What's up, Sandra? Thank you so much for having me. Oh my gosh, great intro. Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so happy to share what you're doing with everyone in the community. I think what you're doing is amazing. So thank you. Thank you for being here. Haley, why don't we start just, you know, by telling people a little bit more about you and your background, because, you know, that was like a very more formal kind of intro. Tell us, you know, more about you.
Absolutely. What's up, guys? I'm Haley. I am 27 years old. I live in Long Beach, California. So Southern California, it's beautiful, 70s pretty much every day, which I love. I grew up in Pennsylvania, so it's a little more cold and a little gloomy sometimes. So I was like, I'm ready to get out of this weather. I'm a total beach girl. So that's kind of my love, just being in the sun and on the beach. I went to school at Penn State, just like Sandra was saying. I was an ROTC cadet and I also was a cheerleader at the same time. I love to dance. That's just kind of my passion. And I transferred from the dance world to the cheerleading world, and I received a scholarship to Penn State. So did that, got my degree in mathematics, which was awful.
I can imagine. Oh my God.
It was brutal, but I minored in economics. So I learned a little bit about business, but not like too much. Just some things just to understand like supply and demand and what customers are looking for. And that was pretty cool. So I graduated. The Air Force put me down in Atlanta, Georgia for a year. I was a recruiter for the Air Force and traveled to different schools and got to talk to different kids, and it was awesome. And I was only there for a year. I actually decided to cheer professionally also for the Atlanta Falcons. So if there's any NFL fans out there, I cheered for that team for a year, which was amazing.
Awesome.
They moved me to California because we work in like, you know, year-long assignments, and then they're like, okay, time to go. And so they moved me to Northern California, and I was in the Sacramento area, and decided to cheer for the 49ers, which is another NFL cheer team. Mm-hmm. So, which was super awesome. And around that time, again, my background really doesn't have like too much business or like, I love fashion. Like, I think every girl like loves it at their core. And my mom was super like always dressed me up in the cutest outfits every event. It was like, you need a new outfit, you need to do this. But really that's like the extent of my like love and my understanding of fashion. And so when I moved to California, I had this idea for my brand because I was wearing my uniform so often. Mm-hmm. I was feeling uncomfortable because it's just like putting the same thing on every single day, every single day. It's like a t-shirt. I'm like, oh, I hate t-shirts. I'm like, it's just the worst material. I'm like, I hate this. I'm like, why can't I create a bodysuit for us to wear instead of these t-shirts? We don't have to tuck it in anymore. I'll make it a super comfortable fabric and I'll just market it super cool. And so I decided to get out of the military and pursue my brand full time. And it's been such a dream. So now I'm here.
Oh my God. And you know, for those people that maybe didn't hear me in the beginning, I said it was a subscription. So, you know, tell people, how does this subscription work? How does Torch Wear work?
Absolutely. So it's pretty cool. We have like a hybrid process that we're going on, that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. When we first decided to launch the brand, it was one-time purchase only. So we had 7 different colors, all short sleeve. And it was just basically, we bought like an inventory of like 300 bodysuits and was like, okay, whatever comes goes. And then as you know, we hit the year mark, I was like, I was seeing consistent purchases. And I was like, I'm curious, because we're wearing our bodysuits so often, because we wear our uniforms every single day, why wouldn't we like to switch it out? It's kind of like the underwear, you know, you're wearing your underwear, you kind of would like to get something new every like month or something like that, fresh, cute. And I was like, why don't we launch a subscription plan where every 3 months you get a new bodysuit? And so they can throw the old one out and get a new one and just be able to feel nice and fresh. And so that's been launched as well. And we have a cool hybrid where some colors are specifically subscription and some are not, just depending on the supply and demand of the product. So we're feeling it out. And I think it's been pretty successful so far.
Okay, that's amazing. I like when you say that you're filling it out, because that's such a big part of this process. Like you can, you know, usually when you start, especially when it's your own business, when you're an entrepreneur, right? You start with something and, you know, that is going to evolve and change, you know, at the end, which I don't think there's an end. I mean, I guess when we leave, when we close the business, right? But it always, you know, the end product, it's not, you know, there's similar to what the idea, or maybe not even close to it, right? Because it's an evolution, totally.
It really is. I'm so happy you said that too, because I'm like, it's an experimentation. I'm like seeing what my customers like, what they don't like, and just being vocal with them, right? And being, when I'm making these changes, saying, hey, look, this is like what we tried. We're actually going to pivot, and kind of bringing that humanity to the brand and saying like, we're new, we're going to be trying new things. Work with us, and if you don't like it, it's okay, but we're trying new things.
Totally. I feel like, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and help them in their businesses, and it's so hard for some of them to make the changes, because they come up with a plan and they get stuck in it and they don't evolve, which is a big part of, like, with social media, for example. A lot of people struggle with social media. Why? Because it's changing all the time, and people are so resistant to that change, right? And the same with the business. So I love that you're talking about that, because, you know, you're young and you're starting out and you have that flexible mentality, and I think that's gonna take you places for sure.
Thank you. Yes, it's definitely something to learn, because it is a little scary. You're like, oh my gosh, you just put all this time into this. Like, why am I going to pivot right now? But it's like, you got to go with the flow.
You have to go with the flow. Totally. And Let me ask you, because, you know, you explained your background, which thank you for pointing that out, because I love how you come. You said, I love fashion, but I really don't have this background in fashion, which is something that I also talk about a lot, because a lot of people, they think that because they didn't go to fashion school or anything like that, they can't have this business. And I tell them all the time, this is the era where really anybody can, you know, we have so many resources to just get out there and do what you want. Of course, yes, you have to educate yourself and all of that. But I want to ask you, what has been your experience as an entrepreneur and diving into this new world and something so different than what you were doing before, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, absolutely. Going from like secure paycheck, being 9 to 5, like being in the military, all the bells and whistles that you could possibly want, to literally going full on cold turkey. Like, I didn't even join the reserves, which is like part-time. Like, I was like, I'm done. I want to create my own life. Mm-hmm. And this journey, it started off, I decided to invest in a business coach. Like, that's the biggest thing that I love to tell people. I'm like, if you really want to go on this journey, you need a mentor. You need somebody who's going to hold kind of not hold your hand, but guide you through the ups and downs of business, because it's going to be there. Like, whether that's your personal life that's going to come in the way, or, you know, professional mishap that happens, like, it's super important. And my business coach, I love her. She's just been so, so, so supportive. So that's number one. I couldn't be here without her. The other part of my journey has been very, like, I've learned so much about myself, and just like so much about how I react and how I should not react to a lot of the situations. When it comes to, you know, I even was thinking about bringing on like business partners, like, like I'm a little impulsive. I will say I'm a little impulsive, and I feel like I've jumped into situations where it was like, oh, this person looks like they could really help with my brand. Like, I'm just going to let them help and whatever. But then it didn't turn out the way that I wanted to. And then I realized that I wasn't communicating the right way. So just like the business communication side of it, the growth is having those difficult conversations when I need to. And then also like executing on the daily and creating that structure within my day to get things done and to keep the wheel turning.
Totally. I think more than an entrepreneurial journey or a business journey, it's a personal journey, because we grow so much. We discover things that we didn't know they were burning there, and we have to fight them all the time, and, you know, moving forward all the time. So I totally relate to what you're talking about.
Oh, I know you get it.
For sure. So yeah. Let me ask you, Hailey, because, you know, a lot of people talk about business trends and how business are nowadays compared to what they were in the past. And I feel like entrepreneurs are having, you know, a big moment in this era, precisely because they have that communication with their customers, and we're more flexible and we evolve, that, you know, the traditional businesses are not doing, and that's why a lot of them are failing. So for you, I on your website, you talk about giving this amazing product subscription, but you also build community, you have events, you have this newsletter. So tell us a little bit more about your perspective in business with this kind of strategy.
Absolutely. Yes. So what I've realized now, and it kind of comes from multiple angles, right? Like, the business that I built came from a need and from a personal experience that I knew the in-depth, like, what we really needed as military women. I was like, we don't just need clothes. We also need community. We also need events to get us outside of this, like, really high-strung, you know, environment. Like, I knew my customers so deeply. I feel like when you're such at this level where it's like Macy's, Nordstrom, whatever, it's hard to really understand your clients at a deeper level. So it's not as personal. And I feel like people can catch a vibe. Like I always say, like, people can catch a vibe so quick. It's like, are you here to just take my money? Are you here to actually add value? Mm-hmm. And so I just really encourage people, like, if you do choose to go into business, like, you have to be passionate about it, and you have to understand the ins and outs of your customers, because they're going to know if you care about them or not. So when I have my newsletter, I know that they're looking forward to that. When I have my retreats, I know that they're super excited about that, because I know what they want, and I make it a point to tap in with them and get feedback from them constantly. And that's super important, that I think a lot of bigger brands or like bigger companies don't do as much, and that's why they're failing, because it's just, they don't feel human anymore. It feels like you're just taking my money. There's so many resources out there now where you can learn so much about how people sell, how people market, how people, you know, do their daily operations. And it's interesting, you're like, oh, like, I catch things all the time. Like, I follow people on Instagram, and when they say something like, oh, like, come to my masterclass and, you know, whatever, I'm like, oh, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell me on this program. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do this. Like, you know what I mean? And like, there's a place where, of course, like, everyone's trying to, you know, be successful in life, and you support. But the thing is, people support people who they feel a genuine connection with. And I think that's why small businesses are thriving right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, something I want to point out is that a lot of people think, you know, maybe in my business, maybe I cannot do that because my, you know, they have ideas in their head of like, oh, this is what I'm selling this product and what kind of experience or what kind of help, or, you know, they're very like structured into like, I just create a product and I market it and I sell it. And that's the old model. That's not going to work anymore. We're living in a different era. So, you know, even like business coaches, like you mentioned your business coach, it has been so helpful to you. Like I know I've had business coaches as well, and what I love the most is the day that, you know, we meet in person and you have a conversation and you meet other people in the program and you have an experience of, I remember with one time I'm here in Miami and we had this retreat and we got to meditate as the sun was coming up, and that was incredible. And you know, it's just all those things make a huge difference, right?
Yes, it's connection. People are craving it, especially after the COVID fiasco. Like people are craving that human connection.
Totally. I agree 100%. So keep doing that. Awesome. So what is your vision for Torch? What do you want to do? I mean, I know this, like we said in the beginning, this is ups and downs and, you know, maybe who knows what happens next year, but what is your vision right now for the brand?
The brand, just think of it, I'm trying to become the next Lululemon of the military. Okay. So we have all of these like basic items. I'm here to revamp and modernize all of it and to really give women a space to feel safe, empowered, and comfortable. So like if they go into any base in America, or even when they deploy, there's going to be bases and stores. I want my brand to be there. I want them to know that we support them. I want it to be full of in-person and virtual events. I just wanted to become a community and a brand where people go to it for support, but also for that, like, just that fashion vibe. And I'm like, but a practical fashion vibe. So the tactical Lululemon of the military, that's what I'm trying to be.
Okay, awesome. I want to congratulate you because, I mean, I don't know a lot about this, but I feel like that segment of the population, which is doing an amazing job and it's just so giving and serving everyone, doesn't have that much attention in this area, which you're giving it to them. And coming from that, it's even more wonderful because you really, like you say, you really know them and all of that. And you incorporate the fashion element to it and all of that. And I want to congratulate you for that, because I feel that's just beautiful. And that it's just going to make such a big difference in other women that are included in that, you know, that it's, I think it's so important. I think you're feeling a void there that is super, super important. And I mean, recently I have a cousin that it's in a different area in the military, and he's just starting out. And actually they just came from the graduation or something like that. My aunt was telling me a story and she was talking about the clothing and everything and how everything is sold there at the base. You know, these are things that we don't know about, you know? I mean, this is the first time I'm gonna have someone in my family in this, but you telling me that you have a business that caters to women and does this stuff, I'm like, wow, you're giving them an option. I mean, how is that world? I you know, tell us more about that.
Oh my gosh, yes. The tactical clothing world is just antique, if you think of it that way. You know, it's a global market. So a lot of people, when they're in this manufacturing space, they're selling to militaries all around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's in every stage of their career. So like you said, you have the cadets who start off like in high school, these 18-year-old girls or boys, they're starting off their journey to become active duty, which won't go on until they like graduate from college, if they want to be an officer, or maybe they go straight in. But it's like these formative years in their life. And then if they choose to do 20 years, I mean, it's just, you're in this world. It's from the terminology that we use. It's like, people don't know what ROTC means. People don't know what like AFB means. Like people, you know, we have our own terminology, our own language. We have our own, you know, destinations that we go to. We are isolated sometimes. And it's hard to feel like people from the outside understand what we're doing, in the inside. And that's mentally, physically, everything. So when it comes to what I'm trying to do is, like you said, offer that option, but also show the potential on the outside world of it. I feel like the military world in itself is like there's not a lot of conversation around, you know, building something when you get out of the military, because you can't be in it all the time. And as soon as you get out, there's a lot of people that feel lost. And there's a lot of people that feel like they, you know, that connection between the outside world and there's just no opportunity to marry there. And that's kind of what I'm trying to showcase. It's not about quitting the military. It's not about, you know, just jumping into the civilian world. It's more of about understanding and planning and like appreciating both and knowing how to set yourself up for success. So it's, I just feel like my brand is trying to showcase the marriage between military life and specifically to women being able to have that balance. Because a lot of people think military women like, oh, you know, she's just like short hair and doesn't wear makeup and like all this stuff. And it's like, so not true. We're so modernized. We're all on Instagram. We're cute on TikTok. Like it's just, it's changing. And so just to be able to capitalize on that market, I want to show the women that there's so much potential for them in and outside the military.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, I want to congratulate you once again. And is there anything else, Haley, that you want to share with everyone? I'm going to share all your links, but tell them where can they contact you? What's the website? All of that good stuff.
Of course. Of course. Hey guys, you know, really appreciate you for having me on here, Sandra. I really, really do. The story of Torch is just, it's starting to begin. So get excited because we haven't started yet. So I'm really, really excited. You guys can find us at our website, www.torchwarriorwear.com. We're on Instagram at torch_warriorwear and we're on TikTok, Torch Warrior Wear. So just check us out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be in here with me today. I'll make sure to share all your information so everyone can contact you guys, follow her. Even if you're not in the military, just follow her because it's worth following to know what she's up to and what she's doing. And again, thank you guys. If you like this episode, please like, share, subscribe. Okay. Tell us, send us a message. Tell us how you feel about it. If you have any questions for Haley. Thank you again, Haley, for hanging out with me today and all of you guys listening. And I hope that everyone has a great rest of their week and we will see you guys in the next episode. Okay? Bye, guys.